The pre-game interview.
And I think we've got James Rowley on the phone. Rails, thanks for joining us down boundary side. Kingy, Benny, Cass and Neely. So nothing's changed in the K-Rock box, but a little bit's changed at the Cats since you were last here.
Yes, well, I thought that would be the stand that I didn't get to see, to be honest, stage five, when I left. But it's taken a while, and I've actually got to see the opening for it. So we're really looking forward to playing in front of the Joel Selwood stand.
Take us through how you found yourself back in the hoops of the navy blue and white kind, as opposed to the tricolours over the border.
Yes, no, I did. I loved my time in Adelaide. It was the right time to head off. I spent a lot of time in Geelong and had some great memories with the premierships and really fighting pretty hard against a lot of teams for a lot of years. But had a great 3 years over there. They were a wooden spoon when I started, and probably improved every year, and probably unlucky not to make the finals last year. But then, we've got a house in Jandjark. My kids were getting to that age, and Scotty called, and Hock called, and Matt called, and everyone called. And yeah, I got persuaded to come back, which I'm wrapped with, and I'm very happy.
Parfitt, Neil and Mullen, the emergencies, they all had a trot around in the VFL out at Deakin this afternoon, so I suspect we go in unchanged. Can you tell us the sub yet, or are we going to have to patiently wait till 6:30?
I'm not sure Scotty would be too happy with that. I know the way Scotty operates, and I think we'll just have to wait for 6:30 for that one.
All right.
James, you've obviously been away for some time. Has much changed in your time away, or is it pretty much as you remember it in terms of the way the club functions?
No, probably the way the club functions is pretty similar. There's definitely been personnel in staff and obviously players that have changed, but the philosophy is very similar. The fundamentals on how we want to play is still very similar, but we know where our list's at, and we've got some young players coming through, so we've got to develop them really well like we always have and keep winning games for the footy club.
Cat fans obviously looking forward to seeing the next generation. We look at it from afar and would love to see X, Y and Z play. You deal with the players and work with them every day. Who's a younger player who you didn't know much about since coming back, who you think's looking on the up for the Cats in 24 and beyond?
Oh, there's a few of them, but probably I probably didn't know much about Ollie Dempsey coming into it. He wasn't on the list when I was there. Coaching the forward line, I've been able to work pretty closely with him, and I think Max Owen was fantastic last week, but I reckon Ollie Dempsey, against Essendon, was probably our second best player. So I've loved his improvement. Jai Clark, the way he goes about it on ball, he'll get a really good go at it today. And then we've got those 4 year players that everyone's talking about in Max Holmes, Tanner Bruin, Ollie Henry types that are good players and going to take the club forward.
Speaking with Cats assistant coach James Rowley on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neild.
James, good luck tonight and for the rest of the year, and it's good to have you back. Hey, can you give our listeners a bit of an insight into just a couple of the focus areas that you've had as a coaching group with the players over summer? And I suppose the lead into that is also, where are those areas of improvement going to come from? Not the personnel, but just the style of play or game plan or something like that?
Yeah, look, I think that, defensively Geelong have always been really strong. Last year they probably weren't at their best. Scotty's definitely a defence-first coach, so we've been working on stiffening that up a little bit, and probably just ways we can rotate through our midfield to give teams different looks. So we're evolving through that midfield area, so hopefully you'll see a few different looks through there.
With the different looks, I suppose now I'll go individual. We've seen a couple of the practice games that you've had. Max Holmes seems to be spending a fair bit of time across halfback. He seems quite damaging there. Are you expecting, or can we expect to see a bit of that throughout the season proper, as well as he moving through the mids?
Well, I think he definitely, through that halfback line, he is that overlapping play. You want to get the ball in his hands on that halfback line. He seems to run 10 metres and kick it about 60, so he's in good form, but I think you'll see him through the midfield at times as well. Against Essendon, he played predominantly half-back, but at the right times, I think we need to push the button and push him in the midfield.
Rails, did any of the coaching staff head out to the VFL this afternoon from the senior point of view? And if you did, any feedback that you can give our listeners about who may have performed well? One thing that stood out is that I see Jed Buse kicked a couple of goals, so I don't know whether that's a change of role for him, running around more up the ground than he's used to.
No, it was actually really warm. It was actually quite a hot day out there, so the boys performed really well. Busey was really strong. He was playing half back, but he pushed up the ground, and and got the overlap and kicked a couple of great goals. So, Abnizzi was in great form. Brandon Parfitt got a lot of the ball. Shannon Neal took a couple of good grabs. So, all the ones we sort of expected had a good run around. And Lawson Humphreys is another one, who's a young boy from WA who performed really strongly at halfback.
We're all Shaun Manor fans, and he hasn't even played a game yet for the Cats. But what can Cat fans expect to see out of him this evening whenever we do see him?
Sure. I'm a Shaun Manor fan as well. He'll throw him around a little bit. He'll be mainly forward, ahead of the ball. He's very smart forward, but he does get up the ground, and he's quite a penetrating kick. So he can kick the ball a long way. So he's quite a penetrating player, which is really important against really strong defensive teams like St Kilda. So he'll be up and around the footy, but he'll be deep inside forward 50, hopefully causing a few problems as well.
Holmes, you've got the luxury of playing him in the middle on a wing off half back. Are we going to see a mixture of what he'll do tonight in those different roles, or will he settle into one, do you expect?
No, I think he'll move around a little bit, but as I said, yeah, he's definitely that half back sort of player that can overlap and real meters game player, and got a lot of inside 50s against Essendon, so we're sort of hoping that happens again.
Rails, great to have you back. A great chance to expand your horizons over in the City of Churches, but to see you back in the navy blue and white hoops, fantastic to strengthen the coaching group. Obviously, James Kelly's been and gone, gone and come back, and Stephen King the same. I suppose a bit of reunion's taking place in some regards with those boys.
Yeah, no, it's great to have them alongside. They're great coaches, and yeah, we're really looking forward to the year.
Absolutely. Rails, really appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight, and look forward to talking to you throughout season 2024.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
James Raleigh joining us here on Carrick Football on the phone down Boundary Side here on a lovely Saturday evening as we broadcast on Wattawarung Country from the EJ Whitten Memorial Broadcasting Hall.
The pre-game interview.